You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you're going to farm, you need to be resilient and be able to handle the curveballs thrown at you by weather, by the economy, and more. The resilience of Michigan farmers is being severely tested this year thanks to one of the wettest planting seasons in history, coupled with trade wars that have hit soybean, grain, and corn markets. That was the focus of a joint hearing of the State House and Senate Agriculture Committees this week. Republican State Representative Julie Alexander chairs the House Ag Committee, and she is with us now. Representative, welcome.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. Thank you for having me.
And I know you really understand the pressures Michigan's farmers are under because your family has a farm outside Jackson. What do you grow?
We do, Cynthia. We farm about 1,500 acres. We grow corn, soybeans, hay, and wheat. And we were in the dairy business for about 40 years. A year and a half ago, we sold our milk herd as well.
So as you hear these stories, you and your family have been living this as well. And I know you convened the hearing to get a good, clear idea of conditions for Michigan farmers after the third wettest planting season in history. What did you hear?
Oh, what I heard is that, farmers, as you just mentioned, we truly are resilient, and we're not looking for the government to help us. But the goal of the meeting was simply to elevate the conversation. As a legislator, I want to make sure, and as the chair of House Ag, I wanted to make sure that the other legislators that I serve with truly understand the situation that we have right now, but the uncertainty in moving forward.
And so you had people from the industry, and what message came across to your fellow legislators?
Well, they now have a better understanding of the role USDA plays, the programs that are currently in place at a national level, what those programs are, how they are implemented, and how they have been modified this year to deal with our wet growing season. The individuals in the room also heard from MDARD, our own Department of Agriculture, and some of the roles they play in ensuring services are provided to farmers and a safe, healthy, abundant food supply at a reasonable cost is put on the tables for families. We also heard from MSU, Michigan State University, and the Extension Program. They also have a program. The Extension Program has one dealing with farmer stress. We heard from farmers through Farm Bureau, brought some people to the table to actually share their firsthand stories to help the legislators understand the stress that this the economic and weather conditions have created. We heard from, also Greenstone, which is the largest financial service provider in our state for farmers. We also heard from the agribusiness. The other piece to the story that I think is important, Cynthia, is that you understand when a farmer isn't able to grow that crop, it doesn't go to the processing store, but the processing piece of the chain production. Then, if that product isn't grown, how will it be processed? How will it not be processed if it's not there? The impact, how this will trickle down to everyday families, that was another important piece that was discussed.
So truly, a ripple effect is a fair way to characterize it. Just thinking about corn, so those ethanol processing plants are going to be hit.
Exactly.
Food prices are going to be hit. People are going to feel it on their table. What crops are the worst hit from the wet spring, Representative?
Well, when we look at I would say corn, because that has such a limited growing season. Look at the challenges the seed dealers had. They may have delivered that bag of corn that the farmer was planning on planting. And I've heard stories where those selling that seed corn had to go back to that same farm four times to deliver a different product to that farm. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately the fertilizer and that had to maybe simply stored if the farmer never even got the product in the field. The ripple down effect, you had mentioned ethanol, but let's look at our new soybean processing plant. Let's look at our dairy industry. We've got cheese plants going in here in Michigan to process our own product. But if farmers can't raise, if dairy farmers specifically can't raise the feed to feed their cows in already difficult times with 5 years of low dairy prices, what is that farmer going to do?
When we think of the kind of federal and state aid available to farmers, and I know there is much of it out there, what are the most critical sources? Where do people go?
most farmers go to their local farm service agency, and my understanding is we have 46 of them around our state, mm-hmm. and farmers can go there and see what product might be available to help them through these times. But not all farmers even go and want those services. Many farmers, part of the obligation, if you are asking for assistance at the federal level because of tariff, the impact on tariff and or low commodity prices, not all farmers want to be a part of that. There's a mandate of having crop insurance as well. Part of the conversation at the joint House-Senate meeting was on crop insurance and the implications there.
Representative, when you think of this year that it's been with the wet season and the trade war tensions, are we looking at just one rotten year of 2019 short term, or do you feel that we'll be living with the effects of this for quite a while?
Cynthia, that's a very great, that's an excellent question, and I think you hit on it. It is not just a one-year season. This is going to impact us down the road. When you look at how important Michigan's agricultural economy is, we raise and grow over 300 different commodities in our state with an impact of $104.7 billion to Michigan's economy. This is going to trickle down. It will affect us all. And each commodity is so unique, the growing situation and the circumstances surrounding it. But the trickle-down effect to all of Michigan's families will be significant. And I think, you know, you started out by talking about how resilient farmers are. We are. We want a fair price for the commodities we grow. But there are so many levels of uncertainty right now in agriculture.
Republican State Representative Julie Alexander, who is the chair of the House Agriculture Committee. Thank you so much for reporting to us on this week's hearing.
My pleasure. Thank you.